You're listening to More Perfect Marketing, the show for business owners and entrepreneurs always on the lookout for smart marketing ideas to keep their business moving forward. And now, here's your host, David Baer.
Hello and welcome to More Perfect Marketing. I'm your host, David Baer. And on this episode, we're going to be talking about making a pivot in your marketing. And the idea behind this topic really has come from a series of conversations I've been having with clients over the last couple of months. As I'm recording this, Facebook and Apple are having a little feud, a little tiff right now, because Apple has announced that in the release of their new operating system, iOS 14, for phones and iPads, and they are going to start to filter the tracking of sites like Facebook and Google simply by telling their Apple users, hey, would you like to shut off the tracking from these third parties? Or maybe the question is more like, would you like to turn on? By default, it's turned off. And so what happens as a result of this is that Facebook and Google and anybody else who is running tracking code in the background to track the success of their ads, to track things like conversions, to track things like a purchase or a lead has been captured, those tracking codes are going to become a lot less effective. And so what's happening is, for many advertisers on Facebook, particularly for my clients where we haven't been able to find another channel like Facebook that is as effective as Facebook, suddenly the ads are becoming less effective because we're not able to track conversions as well. The reporting that we're getting is not as detailed or as good quality. And as a result, we're struggling a little bit to figure out what do we do next. And so, you know, for some of these clients where we've been counseling, hey, you really need to be marketing on multiple channels, now is that deciding time. Now is the time where we have to actually move to additional channels because Facebook or a Facebook-only advertising approach is not going to cut it anymore. We're going to see a shift, hopefully not a dramatic shift, but we're going to see a shift in the quality of the ad results that we're going to get from that single platform. And so, you know, for some of our clients, it makes sense to look at things like, you know, LinkedIn outreach, cold email, direct marketing via the, you know, U.S. Postal Service. We have one client who has a younger audience, and so we can be looking at things like TikTok or Snapchat. But for a lot of our clients, particularly our clients in the financial advising space, those are not really channels that make a lot of sense. Well, there's one channel that we've really been exploring a lot in recent months, and it's a channel that is owned by Google and is also really considered kind of a combination of a search engine like Google, but also a social platform like Facebook, because a lot of people use it for search, simply to get answers to questions, but they also interact on it. And if you haven't figured out by now what I'm talking about YouTube. YouTube has a range of different advertising and promotional options. Probably if you are familiar with YouTube, if you watch videos on YouTube, and I don't know anybody who doesn't, at least, you know, occasionally, my kid does pretty much incessantly right now. You're probably familiar with the way that ads are presented on YouTube. At the beginning of a video, if it is turned on for monetization, meaning if the channel is participating in YouTube's monetization program, and that requires that they have, you know, so many subscribers and you know, some other sort of minimum requirements in order to be able to run ads on your channel. There's typically an ad at the beginning. There could be ads in the middle. There's often now ads at the end. There's ads on the side. But what I'm talking about, and there's little ads that pop up as well, right? What I'm talking about is the ads at the beginning, because those tend to be the most effective ads at getting people to take an action. Now, this is the ad that after 5 seconds, you can hit the skip button and then move on to the thing that you had initially chosen to watch, right? But there is a formula for the ad at the beginning that I think is really important. And I was sharing this formula with a client earlier this week, and I thought, well, why don't I just share this with everybody? So here I am recording, and this is all in the context of pivoting from Facebook to adding additional channels. So adding a YouTube campaign would be a slightly different approach, because there's a different psychology, there's a different way that you capture somebody's attention on one platform versus another. So on YouTube, how do you do this, and how do you do it effectively, and how do you play into the YouTube viewer's mindset at the moment that they are there to consume a video? Well, one of the best ways is on these videos at the beginning, which are called pre-roll videos, pre-roll ads, is to really play into the reason that they are there in the first place. If they clicked on a video because it was promising a certain thing, if you're able to position your ad to deliver on that same promise, they're more likely to watch it and potentially more likely to take action. Now, having people hit that skip ad button is actually a good thing, because you don't pay for the ad until it's played for 30 seconds or more. And so the idea in a YouTube ad, at least a pre-roll YouTube ad, is to get people to opt out and stop watching before you end up paying, and only have the people who are a perfect fit for what you're offering or what you're promoting to continue watching. So there's a couple of places that you really need to be aware of in terms of what is being said or what is being presented on that video at a particular time. First, there's the first 5 seconds, and then the second is what happens in the first 30 seconds. Well, the first 5 seconds is really all about calling out the viewer and saying, you know, if you want this outcome, you want to watch this video, right? So it's really making it very clear why they should stay and watch. And so if you can connect that with the reason that they are there to watch the video they've elected to watch, what the one that they were expecting to see, you're going to have some success, right? The next 25 seconds, so leading up to that 30-second point where you start paying for the ad, you really want to establish a little bit more detail about what it is that you are promoting, so that people who are not interested will click away, will hit that skip ad button and then go back to the video that they were watching. So make it clear that, you know, is this a free thing that you're giving away? Are you inviting them to sign up for a webinar? Are you inviting them to go to your website to download a coupon? Whatever the action is that you want them to take, be very clear about what that is within that first 30 seconds and the reason why they want to take that action, so that they either say, oh, this is for me, or no, this is not for me. So really, you need to sort of think about, A, why are they there? B, what is the promise that they are looking to have fulfilled? C, can I do that in my own pre-roll video? D, how do I call them out at the very beginning to say, this is for you if, you know, fill in the blank. And then E, so I don't know why I started with letters instead of numbers, but the fifth thing is, you know, how do you make it very clear in that first 30 seconds what this is all about so that you can get rid of the people who are not interested and only keep the ones who are, so that you're really only paying to run the ad to people who really care about what you're doing. So this is a very, very different approach to the way that you might advertise on Facebook. Facebook, on the other hand, is really all about playing into a completely different mindset and a completely different algorithm. On Facebook, you're really thinking about, how do I stop somebody from scrolling and looking at all this other stuff, right? They're going to just happen upon my ad. How do I call them out and say, hey, this is for you? And what they're thinking is, in a very quick, you know, a split second, they're saying, yes, stop and read this, or no, this is not relevant to me, keep scrolling. And so that's a very different approach. The you know, pivoting or expanding, I really should have said, is a you know, critical piece of the marketing and advertising for your business, because you have to find ways to attract people on different channels. If you are a single channel advertiser, if you're getting all of your business from, you know, let's use a very major extreme, because this was the case, you know, 10 or so years ago, every local business was trying to get their business through Groupon or Living Social or one of those other platforms where everything was being given away super cheap. And what it did was it trained the general public to only look for bargains, and there was no relationship that was established with those brand new customers, right? Very few of them would then convert to an ongoing relationship with the business. That was a single channel for a lot of businesses, and a lot of businesses suffered as a result. So you really want to think about diversification, not that you need to be everywhere, but you need to be on the right channels. And I would say, you know, three channels is kind of the right sweet spot. Three channels where your audience, your target audience, that's why you need a target audience, is likely to find you and be interested in what you have to offer. And so having this diversification in your advertising is really, really useful, as long as you understand the psychology around how people interact with each of those channels, how people want to be approached, how people perceive a marketing message, and when they're going to embrace it, and when they're going to say, no, that doesn't fit right here, I'm here for a different purpose, and you're trying to sell me, I'm not interested, right? You have to really understand, how do you tap into the psychology of each of these marketing channels so that you can connect with and appeal to your ideal target market. So, you know, I've gone on a bit of a rant. I probably went in a few directions that you weren't expecting, but ultimately, I think that there's a few takeaways from this lesson that that are important. One is, don't be on a single channel, because ultimately, at some point, the hammer's going to come down. You're going to find that, you know, it's not working anymore, and you got to figure out how to pivot and find something else. Lesson number two is, try to be diversified in enough different places so that if one, you know, slows down or shuts down, you still have the others going. And then the third point is understanding how to tap into the way that each channel works so that you can optimize that particular channel the way it needs to be optimized. All right, I've ranted a little bit. I hope that you got some useful takeaways here. And if you have questions or you would like some, you know, further depth on topics like this, please reach out. I'd love to hear from you. You can always reach me by going to moreperfectmarketing.com and clicking on the contact button. I'm David Baer. This has been More Perfect Marketing, and I thank you for spending a little bit of time with me. I hope that this is helping you go deeper, inching forward day by day, incrementally improving your marketing. Take care.
You have been listening to More Perfect Marketing. For a collection of 26 smart marketing cheat sheets to help you master your marketing, please visit GetDavidsGift.com. That's GetDavidsGift.com. Once again, thanks for listening to More Perfect Marketing.